Good morning, everybody, and thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to report to the Trade and Development Board on the work of the Working Party on the Program Plan and Program Performance at its 89th session, which was held from 20 to 24 January 2025. Given the short time between the session of the Working Party and this session of the TDB, it wasn't possible to make available the final report of the Working Party, which will be issued as document TD/B/WP/335. I will therefore present an oral report on the outcome of the Working Party. At the opening plenary, the Deputy Secretary General of UNCTAD presented the overall orientation and context of the 2026 proposed program plan and emphasized its alignment, with the three recent resolutions impacting UNCTAD's mandate, including the Pact for the Future and the two recent resolutions on South-South cooperation and on promotion of international cooperation to combat illicit financial flows. He also mentioned that mechanisms will be explored to adapt the 2026 program plan to the extent possible to the mandate given at UNCTAD 16. He further briefly provided an overview of the 2024 performance results highlighted in the program plan and presented the proposed results for 2026. In addition, he provided updates on the budget approved for 2025 and on the current financial situation of the organization and the liquidity issue. Under item 3, entitled Review of the Draft UNCTAD Program Plan and Performance Information for the Year 2026, Part A of the Proposed Program Budget, the Working Party was able to reach an agreement and adopt agreed conclusions in which it took note of the draft 2026 Program Plan and Program Information for the Year 2024, which has been issued as document TD/B/WP89/INF.1, dated 3 February 2025. At the closing session, Argentina stated that while not planning to block the consensus on the agreed conclusions at this time, it wished to disassociate from the document and the 2026 proposed program plan. The agreed conclusions were circulated to all member states, and the revised program plan for the 2026 was made available on the delegates' portal. In its agreed conclusions, the Working Party requested the Secretary General of UNCTAD to take account of comments and inputs provided during the 89th session of the Working Party on document TD/B/WP89/INF.1 for the purposes of her submission of inputs for the proposed UNCTAD program budget for the year 2026 to the Secretary General of the United Nations for subsequent consideration by the General Assembly of the United Nations and its subsidiary bodies. The Working Party also requested the Secretariat to engage with New York on the possibility and the mechanisms to reflect and incorporate the outcomes from the 16th session of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development into the 2026 budget process and inform the Member States in Geneva on the outcome of this process in advance of the 90th session of the Working Party. The Working Party further requested the Secretariat to continue to debrief UNCTAD membership on the final document issued for consideration by the General Assembly of the United Nations and its subsidiary bodies, including on proposed resources, as well as on the final outcomes of the Fifth Committee of the General Assembly of the United Nations, in line with established practices. The Working Party noted the continuous improvement in the quality of presented results and performance measures and of the presented document overall, and encourages the Secretariat to consider an example of its support to member states in the design and implementation of policies that support, among other matters, women and girls' economic empowerment as new result in future preparations of UNCTAD program plans. The working party took note with appreciation of the informal, with appreciation of the information provided to member states and made available by the Secretariat on the delegates portal, including the management reports on the geographical and gender representation of UNCTAD staff, as well as on the use of internship within the UNCTAD Secretariat for the year 2024, and called upon the Secretariat to continue providing such information, including the established methodology for determining geographical representation for the UN Secretariat, as well as the historic information of the previous 5 years by gender and geographical representation by regional groups, and taking actions towards improving geographical and gender balance. The Working Party also took note and expressed its appreciation for the provision to member states of the performance report on the implementation of deliverables for the year 2024, in line with the agreed conclusions from the previous sessions. The Working Party encouraged UNCTAD to continue to give focus to the special needs and problems of LDCs, including the recently graduated ones, LLDCs and SIDS, across all areas of its mandate in order to foster sustained economic growth and sustainable and inclusive development. Membership had different views regarding the proposal to include language under the strategy of sub-program 3, International Trade and Commodities, related to monitoring and reporting on the impact of unilateral economic, financial, and trade coercive measures, among other current trade trends and policies, and to provide appropriate policy recommendation to member states. At its closing session, the Working Party also approved the provisional agenda of its 90th session. At the closing session, one member state requested the chair to bring to the attention of the Trade and Development Board the issue of modalities of work of the Working Party and to seek its guidance at its 77th executive session in this regard. Mr. President, I have the honor to submit the report of the Working Party for the consideration of the Board, as well as the agreed conclusions contained therein for endorsement by the Board. Finally, I wish to extend my appreciation and gratitude to all delegations, particularly to regional coordinators, who took an active part in our deliberations and contributed to the consensus reached. I also wish to thank Ms. Anna Barbarzak of Poland, Vice Chair cum Rapporteur of the Working Party, for her support. This concludes my report on the work of the 89th session of the Working Party on the program plan and program performance. I thank you, Mr. President.